that says building a godly marriage that will last. Building a godly marriage that will last. I began this series by telling us that marriage is the only institution institutionalized by God. That's the only institution God Himself built. And God wants it to be holy and wants it to be whole so as to reap all the benefit that the Lord intended for Christian marriages. The scripture tells us that God created man on the sixth day, and after He had made all things, there was not anything from what He made that could be a helpmate for the man. So when Adam slept, the Lord took off Adam one of the ribs, and then He made the woman. And then when the Lord brought the woman He had made to Adam, Adam saw the woman and said, "This is the bone of my bone, and this is the flesh of my flesh." Adam was able to recognize it, because when you see your lost phone, you're able to know it. That's the first thing that happens. Some people that are not married have been asking me, how do I know my husband or my wife? It's like there is a click, and then again there is this peace of mind that comes with it. It's one of the acid tests. There are a couple of other things that one will also need to consider. So God's intentions for marriages is not for marriages to go in separations or divorce, or to live in bickerings and all manner of things that have prejudiced godly marriages. God's original intentions for marriage is for the husband and the wife to stick together, because two of them together are able to confront any serpent that will come. Watch this. The serpent could not get Eve together with Adam. The serpent got Eve when Eve was alone by herself. When we talk about aloneness, we are not talking about physically being alone. People can be married and yet they are separated in people's joy. There is no joy. There is bickerings. So you come into the home, there is like a wall. There is peace today, bickerings tomorrow. When something like that happens, the serpent can strike that home and get them at any time. And look at what happens. Anytime marriages fail in communication, they always lose the marriage. They lose the garden. I believe one of the challenges Eve had that made Eve fail in terms of Adam was because the day the serpent came to her, she failed to discuss it with the husband before she ate. If she had discussed it with the husband may have changed her mind. So there was lack of communication. There was a communication gap in the family. They didn't have a grip of communication in that marriage. And because of that, the serpent that is more subtle than every beast that creepeth upon the face of the earth was able to strike. And by striking, man lost the garden. And from that day, Satan began fighting marriages, because the devil knew that anytime you get the marriage of the believer, they are bound to lose the gardens of their lives. That shall not be your story, in the name of Jesus Christ. That amen is not a loud one. God's intentions for marriage is to enjoy your marriage and not to endure it. It is to enjoy your homes and not to endure it. Give me 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 7. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 7. Likewise, husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, as being ears together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Can I have it in Message? Give it to me in Message. Message translation. The same goes to you, husbands. Be good husbands to your wives. Honor them. Respect. Delight in them. As women, they lack some of your advantages. But in the new life of God's grace, you are equals. Treat your wives then as equals, as your prayers don't run aground. Now, man has a lot of ribs. God took just one of these ribs and made the woman. They are weaker vessels. Now, but this scripture, permit me to paraphrase it. This scripture does not just talk about the man alone. It also talks about the woman. Anyone that is a weaker vessel in the other part. The Bible said that let him that is weak, let his brother help and correct him that is weak. Or his sister. Last week I showed us three kinds of love that is essential in every marriage. The first one is what? Agape. That's the love of God. This love is unconditional. Before, I had an understanding that marriages need more than agape love to succeed. Agape love alone cannot make marriage succeed. There has to be another one, that is filio. Filio is brotherly love. Is this kind of love that brothers and sisters have. When you treat your wife as your sister, she becomes more of a playmate, more of your blood. When somebody say, you know, this woman of Arabia, if you have filio, you will know that your wife is not a stranger in your house. You will not side your people against your wife. The third one is eros. Eros is sexual love. So what's the kind of love that treats your wife as your body? That's filio. That's what the Bible is telling us. Because at every time God tells the man to love the wife, you must categorically understand the love that is being spoken of. Now, eros love, filio love, can be reciprocated. I wouldn't say it has conditions. Let me not say that because some people may not understand it. But agape is unconditional. But eros, it has to be reciprocated. So today I want to speak briefly on what has caused a lot of marriages to have shipwreck. A lot of people have lost their unions because of this singular thing. Please speak the message in the first service. It's very powerful. You need to pay attention. I did a heart check, a kind of, and we saw five things that women generally complain about and five things that men generally complain about. You need to hear it. These are the five basic complaints. Every other complaint are built upon this foundation. These five basic complaints. Go through that message, your life will not be the same. So I want to speak about an integral part of marriage that has made a lot of marriages collapse, and that is communication in marriage. Communication in marriage. Any family that fails in communication fails in communion. Any family that fails in communion fails in union. Let me say it again. Any family that has failed in communication has failed in communion. Any family that has failed in communion has failed in unity. They cannot be united anymore. Communication is essential for bringing husband and wife together. Okay. If you're a young lady and there is a guy you hate very well, you don't like him, but you give this man access to your life for two of you to be communicating, over time you start bonding. And there is someone you love, and then there is communication gap. Over time, your mind start leaving each other. Communication is essential in marriage. Now, communication is not only speech. That's the problem we make. Communication is not only talking. Communication goes a long way to deal with what husbands and wife do. I was in a family a while ago, and there was this man of God, and the husband, the man of God, she visited my house. So when I was with a wife, so when I was about to go, he didn't know I was yet at the door, because the wife played Malian Jackery, and then he got annoyed. Well, we are saying something, and the wife said, you that did this one. And then he got annoyed. And then the wife came as I was still and said, have you gotten annoyed? Metu ya kanisi. And then the man, bakasina wa ya de metu woka kanisi. And then kept saying all manner of things. He was upset. Who told you that wa ya de metu woka kanisi? It's because you are the boss of the house. Provided she didn't do it in disdain, she didn't do it as a result of insult. Everyone are bed matters. Get I now go give your baby this thing now. But if it is another thing, you won't accept to be the baby. And then I watched them and I saw they have a long way to go. So after everything, I said, please, man of God, drop your wife. We have something to talk about. And then he said, what is that? I began to show him. I said, this woman lives with you. This woman is not under your feet. And then his comment is, leave women. If you allow them, if you give them space, there are things. That's the problem a lot of people have. Don't ever tell your wife you love your wife so much. If you tell them, they have capacity to take advantage of it. Who told you that? Who told you that? You are a village man. You don't also provoke the woman's love by being the kingdom of the marriage. Can I talk to you? Do you have a boss in the office that is a man? Do you gist with your boss? Like gist, you know? Gist. Because of that, you are afraid of him. Do you have a colleague in the office that is not your boss? Do you gist with your colleague? Do you push your colleague sometime? Now, a lot of men are bosses in their homes. That's why their wives cannot talk to them. They are bosses. They come immediately, they come back. Everywhere is they will call you daddy, welcome. And then you sit down, you see who you again. Come and remove this my shoe. I don't have a problem if it is done in love. If it is done, there are men that stay in their house. Their wife is downstairs, they are upstairs. They say, baby, the wife comes up. She tells the wife to give him pure water that is on the table. Hey. Treating the woman like a slave, you can't get maximum love out of that union. Can I shock you? Men will not be happy. Should I tell you that? There is no place in scripture that God tells us that the role of the wife is to cook. Cooking can be everyone. I know women are happy now, like, so you can say it again. Now listen, cooking can be everyone's duty. Do it for fun. Learn it and then do it for fun. Some of you, your wife is pregnant, still washing your jean. Are you not with heart? Your wife is pregnant, still carrying water for you to bathe. In pregnancy, you see her, she carries the water and climbs step and kiss for you in the bedroom. Oh, everybody shift. Etipia moya heya.
if there is a man by your side, Joanne,
Iso.
Ask the person, Iso.
Excuse me, let me tell you. Men, pay attention. The next thing you say is, are you the only one that has been pregnant? Being pregnant is not easy. Man cannot be pregnant for 2 days. We don't have the capacity to be pregnant. Before the woman turns, the man will go and remove the child and come back. And so, going to be her. Especially in pregnancies. A lot of men are treating their wives like slaves. Do you know why? You've not read that scripture that tells you that two of you have become equals. That's the Bible. So submission is not just the duty of the wife. It is the duty of the wife and that of the husband. Ephesians chapter 5, if you start reading from verse 21, the Bible says, submit one to another in the affairs of this life. So your wife is not your friend. Your wife can't even talk to you. Submitting yourselves one to another. So it is not the duty of the wife alone to submit. It is the duty of the husband also. The word submit is the amalgamation of two words, sub and mission. It means bring your mission under scrutiny, because two are better than one. Two are better than one. Anything you want to do, let your wife know about it. If your wife is reasonable. We got to a point in the first service and everywhere was quiet. Amen. Play with your husband. Are you able to play? Are you able to crack jokes? Stop being the incredible Hulk of the family. Come to a point, loosen up. Don't be an ancient deity in the modern time. You don't know that it doesn't make you weak. It makes the woman love you. When you give the woman her space and make the woman loved. Make the woman loved. Treat the woman like your sister. When you treat your wife as your equal, submission is simple. She takes her place on her own. Am I talking to somebody here? She takes her place on her own. Let your wife be able to tell you things. There are things I finish preaching, my wife will be doing her leg like this. And I will come back, she said, what was that rubbish you said? I said, which rubbish? She said, there was a time somebody was at that door. That was the last time I stopped. Somebody was there walking around. I told the person, now you, get out of this place. Get out. We've not started life then. Get out of this place. And the person really was, I said, why are we walking around like that? My wife was just, immediately we got home. She said, wonderful message, but your anger took hold of you. She said, if it were the days of Moses, you would have lost the promised land. And you know, men, I said, what are you talking about? Didn't you see how the person was walking around? She said, I'm telling you, there are ways to say it. Even if you told, if you had told me, come tell this person to stop walking around, the person would have listened. At that, for the Koye Guche 419-4, you now see, I was, have you seen an obedient Ekuke before? I was like this. She said, it's not good though. How will people see? What of the people that today is their first time of coming? How would they see you? And when she was done talking, I advised myself, by myself, in myself, through myself, with myself, all by myself, that I will speak like that again. And I've never done that. Am I talking to somebody here? If she's not able to talk to me like that, she may be afraid. Don't allow your spouse be afraid of you. Once that happens, you cannot, because two are better than one. Two are better than one. Two are better than one. Two that are of good head are better than one. Two aworoshi maka is not, they are not better than one. Two okumokum maka are not better than one. Two ishia bakorono are better than one. Am I talking to somebody here? Ask your neighbor, ishiga bakorono. What did the person tell you? The person tell you yes. Now, for communication to be in marriage, there must be humility. This goes also to the women. For humility to come in marriage, you must cherish one another. I don't care who wanted to marry you. Even if the person was Dangote times 10 raised to power 8, and you later got married to your husband, don't ever tell your husband you know where you would have been. Don't ever tell your wife, I know where I picked you from. Some of you are in unions doing as though you did favor to your spouse. That's why you have not received favor from God. You didn't do him any favor marrying him. You didn't do her any favor marrying her. You feel you are fair. There are a lot of fair daughters I'm praying for to get married now. You are favored for that man to make you leave your father's house. You think it's because of you at all. The woman made the rebellion no show body again. And you think it's when you get outside, people tell you, hey, handsome. No buy no name ways when I come madon. So when I bug handsome in any mirror of my over the common gone in directly. And if I no see your wife, you know, people outside how they value me. Don't ever compare yourself with what you see outside. Some people are saying, did this man really call him mad? Yes. There are people that are brainless, comparing themselves. Let me tell you this. Pay attention to this. I'm going to be very, very straight and direct in this month's message. Somebody say direct. Somebody say direct. When you have a worker working with you in the office, as a lady, you may think the worker is humble, more humble than your wife. Because it's always, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. And then she always smiles. You do a little thing, she smiles, gives you her teeth. You say, man, this girl had a wee will. You start comparing that one. That one does not have a stake in your life. When you get from the one that has a stake in your life, you do something, she tells you, this is not right. You may feel you have a disobedient home, a disobedient wife, until you go to bring the other one into your home. You know, when uncles visit, children say uncles are sweet. Because uncles bring sweets and biscuits. And they say, hey, Ada come, carries Ada. Ada say, uncle will carry Ada and then run until Ada decides to go for a holiday in uncle's house. The first 2 days, uncle will say, boil hot water for Ada. And Ada will go into the bathroom. Uncle will give Ada something. 1 week, after 2 weeks, uncle comes back one day. And all of them are watching cartoon. Uncle said, now get out of this place and go and wash plates. And then the children run inside to wash plates. Ada is still lying down. And uncle looks and says, you, what are you still doing there? Get out! And she said, so uncle can do this. Sometimes you have a boss in the office. You think that man is nicer than your husband until you marry the man. Cherish one another. Have value for what you have.
What you have is the best you can have.
If your love is dwindling, go back and beg God so that that love is restored. There are things communication do in marriage. Number one, communication results in growth and settles every challenge. Somebody say communication results in growth and settles every challenge. Ephesians 4:15. Can I have it, please? Ephesians 4:15. By speaking the truth in love, may grow up into all things. Can I have it in NLV? NLT or NIV? Anyone? Instead of speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. When you communicate in love, you grow. Any family where there is proper communication, there will be financial growth. There will be all manner of growth. You will grow financially. You will grow in terms of mannerism, in your manners. Allow your wife to be your personal auditor. Allow your husband to personally audit you. Let there be someone in your life who can tell you, be quiet, and you are quiet. I told them something in the first service. A man and a woman came before me, and the woman was talking. The man was telling the woman, keep quiet, keep quiet. The woman kept talking, kept talking, kept talking, kept talking. And I told her, I said, be quiet. And she kept quiet immediately. And I started talking. She said, Daddy, Okwamakagua, if you respect your pastor more than your husband, you are a disgrace. A lot of you are humble to spiritual fathers, proud to your husband. God will not even judge you because of your pastor. He will judge you because of your husband. No reverence for the husband. Immediately, the husband is 25 years older than me. Immediately, a younger boy who is a pastor, by the grace of God, said, be quiet. She kept quiet. And she was telling me, Obukwa no oburo makagua. Munoya. Oh, insi oye kina. Oyo sim no man. Obu no oburo makagua. I asked a very sincere question that day. I told the woman, this man, he made to go give format. Was in cable format. He said there is a slab that formats your brain. Like, I'm going to get you after 10 minutes. You've not gotten yourself. That is. I said, "Na oma no yo no na na bu mago." Bika ima ne ba ago. Manobo ne ba ega ba ago. Boro odum nke bo Juda. Who was first of all a lamb before he became a lion? Because there is two sides of the lionic nature of God, the lamb side and the lion side. The lamb is for the friends and the people he knows. Jesus is not the lion of Judah to us. He takes the lion shape, the lion figure against our enemies. He is the lamb of God for us. Even if you are a lion, become a lion for people that want to collect your property. In your house, you are not a lion. Become a lamb. Become a lamb. Meekness, humility. Any couple that discuss together, they grow together in love. There is no limit. Because when the woman brings her idea, you bring your idea. Business is moving forward. A lot of things will go well. It is not weakness to tell your wife what you are about to do. Women, when you begin making your money, it is not also stupidity to be a part of what is happening in the union.
don't just communicate with your mouth, you can communicate with your money. Compliments, sweet words.
When my wife was done preparing today, I told her, "You are looking wonderful. This cloth is so fine." And I saw how she was walking in. She was walking in like a glorified butterfly. Even by the time we came to the gate, I looked at her and said, "Nah." She will start walking like, start walking like this. Women like it. Men also like it. We know you love your wife. Always tell your wife, "I love you." Always tell your husband, "I love you." Let this communication, if this communication persists in homes, there are things that Satan cannot do. Now, if you want to correct your wife or your husband, sit that man down. See the man, now we enter again. Tell the man about how sweet he is, about how great he has been in your family. Tell the man about how much you love him. Immediately you've said that, because anytime you tell a man, "I want to tell you something," he lets his guard up. It's not gonna to corona in the first now. Okay, it's in the talk. If you don't marry, it's okay. They man a dima, because they know it's not a living. And then you go in and go in and go in, and then you tell the man, "I think it should be this way. I think it should be." The Bible says now, "Onu oku dima ne me kono ma mege ne nazo." Communication. Don't allow social media replace time for your wife. It's important. God told me that audibly. I learned that a couple of it's over weeks. I had that several years ago, and then the Lord repeated it again. He said, "Tell my children." He said, because I was in a place, and then virtually everyone pick up their phone in 1 minute to check updates or something. Don't allow social media replace the love you have for your wife. Don't allow anything replace the love you have for your husband. Am I talking to somebody here? Somebody say, "I hear." You didn't say it loud. Number two, communication brings relief and healing. Communication brings relief and healing. Job chapter 32 and verse 17. Job chapter 32 and verse 17. I will read verse 17, verse 18, verse 19, and verse 20. "And I will answer also my part. I also will show mine opinion. For I am full of matter. The spirit within me constraineth me. Behold, my belly is as wine which had no vent. It is ready to burst like new bottles. I will speak that I may be refreshed." Can I have a bottle, a can coke, please? A can coke, quickly. Let me give a can coke. Bring it back. Bring back that scripture. "I will speak that I may be refreshed. I will open my lips and answer." Bring back verse 17. Let us follow it quietly now. Look at this. He said, "I said, me, I will answer my own part. I won't keep quiet again. I will also show my opinion." Gone. "For I am full of matter." There are things that are bothering me. I am full of a couple of things that are giving me trouble. "The spirit within me constraineth me. Behold, my belly is as wine which had no vent." That's what I want to show with coke. If I'm able to see one now, can coke or can sprite or anything. "It is ready to burst like new bottles." The next verse. "I will speak that I might be refreshed." So speaking brings relief. Please don't allow your spouse die in silence. Don't allow your spouse, don't come to a point that your spouse freely cannot talk to you. A lot of people have lost their union because of lack of communication. Find out time to talk with your spouse. Then you must also cause a balance. Everyone on earth needs his or her own space. Anything that is done in excess will always be problematic. Give each other space. Oga, run, run. You are not a young, you are a young man. Run. Don't walk like one old person somewhere. Pull back that job again. This is how a lot of homes are. Okay, you can take it out. For I am full of matter. Bring it back, please, before you take it out. I am full of matter. The spirit within me constrained me. Verse 19. Behold, my belly is as wine which has no vent. It is ready to burst like new wine. That's what a lot of people, a lot of husbands, this is what their homes are like. And then after a while, it's like this. You still think you are with that man. Oh, why are you running? Come, you are the one to open it, not me. Shift. This is what a lot of homes are like. He has left the marriage. That is divorce. What happened? This thing was boiling and there was no space to let it out. When it was time to let out, it busted. Look at what has happened. Look at the mess it has caused. This is the mess that a lot of marriages have seen. Because there is communication gap. You don't allow your spouse talk to you. She keeps bottling it up. He keeps putting it up. He keeps taking it. Please stop taking it. Start letting it go. Is anybody understanding this? He said, give me verse 20. He said, I will talk, so I will be refreshed. Now see this. Are you, remove it. If I cover this thing again and shake it, I hope you know it will cause this thing again. But if this thing is like this, and then you keep shaking it, is it causing anything? If you let it open, no matter how tense it is, will it cause that thing? Will it cause it? Why? It is open. Open your mouth and let go of the matter so you can be healed and be relieved. Be talking. Verse 20 of that script. I will speak, Ngeoku, that I may be refreshed. I will open my lips and answer so that I can be healed. So communication brings about healing and relief in homes. Don't ever come to a point and say, you are always nagging now. You are always nagging. That woman goes to her shell. A nagging wife is better than a bottled wife. What did I say? A man that complains so much is better than a man that bottles up his feeling. A time will come. You'll be saying, but this thing didn't get to a new level. No? How are we separated? You'll be shocked when the man changes. When the woman changes. Number 3. Communication revives a dying marriage. Communication revives a dying marriage. Proverbs 18 and verse 21. Proverbs 18, 21. Talk about it. Talk about everything. I always tell my wife, I always tell her, let us talk about anything and everything. The death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So if you want life, speak life. Let's talk about anything. Don't be given to short temper. Allow that woman or that man access to tell you anything. A woman came to me and she said, "Daddy, daddy, daddy, because boru di mamuma, boru na toti, boru amuma gwi an onu ya na eshi eshi." Nsi aha, that is njegedegeta. Nsi you said the man, "Ngo, come, come, come." And she said, "No, now you are going to remove the mic." Nsi remove the mic and see again. Same that you tell him anything. Nsi na monson agwi an onu ya na eshi eshi. Nsi, why can't you talk to your husband? They don't have that kind of filial relationship. Am I talking to somebody here? I come back and I need to go see some people. My wife say, "Hey, come, 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 come. You just spoke to me. Go and brush before you go." He said, leave me, I will use." She said, "Go and brush. I'm your wife. I'll be am get close. I'm not it. If I could perceive it, another person would perceive it. Go. You've been stressed." He said, "Eh. Feel your relationship. If you don't know how to tell your husband and your wife doesn't know how to approach you, there is a problem with you." You are wearing one boxers for 3 months. The woman doesn't know how. She says, "Honey, I can't see it because." She said, No. I want to wear it that way. Because you are the incredible hawk of your family. Remember, the Bible said that both of you now have become equals. But we still know the organogram of God, that it is God, the man, and the wife. After the wife, the children. After the children, the cycle continues like that. The children also, the wife, the girl in that children becomes the wife. The man, the little boy becomes the man, and then he goes down like that again. Amen. Oh, that amen is not loud. Now, to communicate, how do I effectively communicate in marriage? Number one, think rightly. Think rightly. You cannot speak well if you don't think well. To think well, don't live in assumption. Don't assume. You know, social media, all men are the same. All men cheat. Because of that, you are living on edge at every time suspecting your husband. You are giving yourself high blood pressure everywhere. Taking phone. Stop taking phone. Sneaking in like a thief into your house. Your husband is downstairs and then you get the phone. You do. You copy the number. Copy the number. And you start calling numbers. Hello, a gear picked. You tick that one, good. And then you go to true caller and look, joy. So this one has been causing you joy. And then you call another one. It's a man that picks. Think rightly. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. Think rightly. Think rightly. Philippians 4, 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise in it, think on these things. Your thought must be sanctified. Now, men also pay attention, and women, ensure that there is no cause for your spouse to suspect you. Because a lot of us are built grounds. Especially on the men's side. When a man cheats, the man begs the wife and then goes to ShopRite and buys the woman food and say, "Honey, you must now love you." That girl, you won't see the girl again. A girl cheats, the lady finds her house in her village. It is not good to cheat. But whatever you know that will not be good to be done to you, don't do it to another. both the men, especially on the men's side. Am I talking here? And then, this will make sense to you. If you always suspect a woman who is not cheating, and she's not cheating, you always suspect her, you are calling those things that be not as though they were. The power of your thought will begin to assemble sharp guys her way. Some don't understand it. Because your thought is a magneton. That magnetizes. It brings you to the realm of those things that be not as though they were. Now, how do I live? What if you have a cheating husband? What if you have a cheating wife? What do I do about this, man of God? Now, there is one grounds that God leaves for divorce, and that is cheating. But Jesus asks us, as new creation, we should go ahead also to forgive. Forgiveness is superior than vindication. Divorce is that you vindicated. But God said, vengeance is not yours now. What do I do? 1 Corinthians 13:1. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love doesn't remember fault, both on the men and on the women's side. Okay, because that's not what we're talking about. Let's move. Remember, think rightly. To be able to speak well, think well. Think highly of your wife. Think and have an understanding that this woman is a human being. She has a feeling. Number two, be transparent. Be transparent. Genesis 2:25. Be transparent. Genesis 2:25. And both of them were naked, and they were not ashamed. Don't make your wife be transparent when you are not, or your husband be transparent when you are not. If the two must be transparent, let the two of them be transparent to the core. The Bible says both of them were naked. Not Eve was naked and Adam was wearing clothes. Transparency is the duty of the two. Two of them must be naked. You must be sincere. Stop having anything to do with your ex, former ex. As a young lady, you stole the name of your former ex with Cynthia. And then he calls you, say, hello? Hello, Cynthia. The man already knows. Cynthia, let me call you back. That's why a man went and stored the girlfriend's name with low battery. So anytime the lady calls, low battery will come up. And the wife was a little bit naive. We'll always take the phone and go and plug it. This, there is low battery. So maybe store with full stop. Bum. Some store with okudri crayfish. Men, some women start with Juliet, Cassandra, Onyi. Who is Onyi? That Onyi I told you about now. That's why before marriage takes place, two of you must be open. It's even good you are very open. You say, there was this guy I was dating. You call the name of the guy. It will be a protection in the future. How the guy looks like. The guy coming around you now, your husband or your wife already knows. And then don't maintain communication after marriage. Kill it. Do you know why? A time comes. That's why it's like after marriage, somebody's ex, somebody you didn't marry, will still let her be your pally pal. Because maybe your husband offends you. You need a shoulder to fall on. And then you call this guy and say, you need to see what my husband did. And then the guy will say, he's an idiot. He doesn't know how to treat women. I should have done it that way. I should have done it that way. He said, Chimo, Amy, CMG. Why didn't you marry him? Talk to each other. You have stake in that business marriage. You are the business partners. Two of you only can resolve the issue more than any other person. If a third party must come in, let what the Bible tells us. Let the Bible say two cord is difficult to break. Then the three cord is impossible. If a third party must come in, the third party must be God or someone that represents God. Somebody say, I hear. You didn't say it loud. Am I still talking to people here? Is anyone understanding it? Okay, I think finally we have a couple of things. Number four. Number three, speak right words to your spouse. Speak right words to your spouse. Colossians 4:6, speak right words to your spouse. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. Man here is all gender, both women and men. There is how you talk to your spouse, you kill the spirit of your spouse. Know how to use right words. If you watch John the Baptist and Nathan, you will see the power of right words. They received the same message, communicated it differently. One died, one was promoted. Nathan later became the prophet of the entire Israel. He became the personal prophet of the king. John the Baptist died in the hand of the king. They received the same message to go warn the king. But their approach and communications were different. You want to make corrections correct rightly. You want your wife to trim down. Don't compare your wife with another person. On if road that girl. Or which girl? That girl now. Imagine that girl who the other been at the other gate. Anna Bona Mara or something. If you look at the girl, the girl will become more buggy. Why they have to be in it? Become a more robot. Jemarime Rogi, my friend. You have killed that woman. That woman leaves your house. And another man sees her and says, wow, you look so sexy. You have lost your home. That's how Obi loses Ada. Say, wow, you look sexy. Look at how you are looking. There is a way you can communicate that. Never compare your husband to any man. Never compare your wife to anyone. Listen to me. It was the sin of comparison that killed Eve. The Lord knows that the day you eat of this, you shall be like him. Eat it so you can be like him. Comparatively, he wanted to be like God. Therefore, she lost the garden, herself and the husband. It was also the sin of comparison and competition that killed Satan. I will exalt my throne above the throne of the Almighty, and I shall be like him. When you compare in your marriage, you will lose your place in that marriage. Stop comparison. Don't compare your wife to anyone. Don't compare your husband to anyone. Proverbs 15 and 23. Let me end with this scripture. Proverbs 15, 23. A couple of things to say. If you continue in faith, grounded and settled. No, Proverbs 15, 23. A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth and the word spoken in due season. How good is it? Give it to me in another translation. Message. congenial conversation, what a pleasure. It is a conversation that is coherent, that is harmonious, that is conjugal. He said, what a pleasure. The right word at the right time. Beautiful. Give it to me in NLT. A man finds joy giving an apt reply. And how good is a timely word? Are your words timely? Are your words timely? Are they seasoned? One of the seasoned words is to know when to say sorry and not to argue. To know when to say, I'm at fault. There are women that can never admit sorry, that they are sorry. They want to go round and round and round and round and round. I parked my car in one place and some children were throwing stones some years ago. And I told them, if this stone breaks my windscreen, your parents will buy. So as I entered my car, they were throwing this, not stone, they use it for tennis, but it's very, very strong. That thing is not conventional table tennis. I think it's lawn tennis or something. That's difficult. That is very strong. So I said, if this thing breaks my glass. So the person I came to see, I opened my glass, was we were discussing if I could go. The other boy, pyam, threw it on the glass, and then wanted to run, and I said, come here. And then the glass, pya. It was my windscreen. And then I was very mad. As I said, come here, I was looking for something to flog him. And then by the time I turned and came back, he was already on the floor, not kneeling down, lying down. The only thing he was saying, Uncle, sorry. Uncle, sorry. Uncle, sorry. I took that thing up and started bringing it down. Uncle, sorry. And as he was saying it, he closed his eyes. I looked at him. I said, "Oye, Zikwe, no better than one car because." Uncle, sorry. I was driving one day. You know, a lot of people are now doing it, especially commercial drivers. My friend was carrying me, and then all of a sudden there was this man trying to overtake him, and then he was with Keke, and then before you could know it, he tried to do it again, and then it was his side mirror. He didn't run, he parked by the side. I saw a huge man. Immediately he parked. He came immediately. The man was still opening the door. He knelt down that the man couldn't open the door. He said, please, please. For the fact he was kneeling, I said, no. He told him, get up first. The man said, I'm not getting up until I know you are forgiving me. Not getting up. That thing, even if you want him to replace that mirror, which I doubt a lot of people will, it has stepped down something. My friend told him, don't do a thing like that. Drive well. He said, sir, you forgive him, Nanka. I know he may not even change. But right words have capacity to bring down temper. Use right words in your home. Know when to say, I am sorry. Can I talk to you before I close? Do you know why Adam lost the garden? When God came to him in discussion, he said, why did you eat of the tree? I told you not to eat. God was expecting Adam to say, Lord, I am sorry. Do you know what Adam said? Is it not the wife you gave me? God said, like, seriously? God didn't answer that question again. If you watched, God asked the question, why did you eat of the tree I told you not to ask? Adam answered the question with a question. Is it not the wife you gave me? God didn't answer that question. God later answered it in Proverbs. He that findeth a wife. God said, from henceforth, start finding on your own. The duty of finding is no more in your hand. Search and find yourself. Because Adam said, is it not the wife you gave me?
God say, eh? There are a lot of people that cannot admit fault. They always see a reason to explain away their fault. That's why there are challenges in their homes. Change today. How wonderful are right words? They are like the medicine to the heart. They comfort the soul. Become that man that is meek. Become that woman that is meek. He doesn't show weakness, he shows strength. Who told you not all men, majority of them will appreciate it. Who told you the quiet, not quiet quiet, you are quiet before your wife and you are humble, you know when to say right things. Who told you that women joke with it? Who told you that they will bastardize you as a result of that? The woman will love you more. Go back to your homes, build this home. Remember, your marriage was designed in heaven, but it must be assembled on earth to work. Marriage is the coming together of two people who have comprehensions that they are not perfect and begin to work hard together to ensure that their marriages become perfect. Have right words in your home. Wake up, pray together, compliment one another. Your lives will never be the same. Stand to your feet wherever you are. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument.